News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620.
Who let the dogs out?
And you know what that means. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our experts this morning are from Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. This morning we have with us Tara De Aguilera. She is the volunteer coordinator, as well as Samantha Pope, who is the canine behavior technician, which sounds like dog wrangler to me, but but it's a nice title. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Good morning. We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming all the way over here in this kind of yucky weather. And I was laughing because Randy Lambert was here on Friday. And, you know, I said to them, how can he spare you? Because they have such a small staff that does so much. So I really appreciate both of you coming in this morning. So what's going on? What's happening at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter these days?
So we have a lot of puppies coming through, and we're having adoption events coming up. So we're getting ready for spring, and we're also renewing our kennel sponsorships for the year. So that's something we're going to be starting in March. So we'll have some information about that on the website. Basically, if somebody wants to sponsor a kennel for the year, they can do it in memory of a pet or a person or just for their business. And that's a way that we like to raise funds for our Partners for Pets program. And what that does is basically puts money into our funds so we can use it for medical issues that come up. We have a lot of dogs and cats that come in with injuries, and that allows us to give them the best possible treatment that we can. And so that really helps the shelter.
So explain a little bit about what a kennel sponsorship is.
Yeah, so we have two levels for either for dog or cat. So for the cats, it's either $150, $250, or $350, which is bronze, silver, and gold. And then for the dogs, it's $300, $400, or $500. That's bronze, silver, and golds as well. And so what that entails is you get a sign on the kennel. You get it's going to be on the website, and that sign stays up for the entire year on that kennel, and that's basically you're sponsoring that kennel, so all the animals that come through, you're going to be responsible for basically helping those guys with that donation. And it's just a way to basically help those animals come through our shelter, get the care that they need. And it's if you have a business, it's a good way to advertise and show that you are positive with animals. And people love to put their money. If they're an animal lover, they're going to really go, hey, that business supports animal welfare, and that's a good thing to do. A lot of people also like to do it in memory of their pets, so that's a nice thing as well. Or if a family member, and you don't have to do it in memory of or a business, you can just say, I want to sponsor it. And you can put a little sign on there. We have one of our regular donors are Parrot Heads of Pensacola, and they put Party with a Purpose on their sign, and they just like to support the community. So it's a great way to help the shelter if you can't come in and volunteer and you want to help. It's a great way to do so, and those signs stay up all year long, and people get to see, you know, lots of good information on there, your business, or if you have a pet, it's a good way to, you know, honor their memory.
And just to be clear, that doesn't mean you have to come in and clean the kennel.
No cleaning involved.
Your sponsorship only involves donating
Absolutely.
The money, right?
Donating the money, and then at the end of the year, you can have the sign if you want to take it home with you or whatnot.
Aww,
but
nice.
Yeah, no cleaning involved, but you're welcome to come by and see the dogs in your kennel or the cats in your kennel at any time. And some people like to pop in and just see who's in their kennel, and that's certainly something you can do as well.
Well, especially for a business, if you have your business on sign up there, then you come to take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And promote your business
Absolutely.
That way.
And we do have groups that do that with their businesses, and we always appreciate that because the more shares we get for our pets, the more adoptions we get.
Well, I love that idea. I think that's great. Now, you mentioned you had some adoption events coming up. Do you have them on the calendar yet, or are they in planning's made?
We actually have a few that are on the calendar. So this weekend at the shelter, we are going to have the Santa Rosa Jeepers have actually set up an adoption event at the shelter. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So all those Jeeps are going to be out there. We're super excited.
Oh, cool.
The Jeep community is super supportive of animals, and they have supported our shelter wonderfully over the past. And so they're going to be setting up there, and we're going to have lots of puppies available for adoption. But if you want an adult, obviously, Samantha, our trainer, is going to be there, and she can put you with a great adult that will match your household. And then we're going to have a food truck out there and possibly some vendors. So it's going to be a fun time for all and a great day to come out and adopt. And the adoption fees are only going to be $10 that day.
Wow,
so,
that's
yeah,
great.
And that covers spay and neuter, microchipping, and all vaccinations. So it's a great day to come out and see if you can find a friend.
And where is that going to be again in
the
hours?
At the shelter. Yeah, okay. Directly at the shelter, and that's 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
In Milton. So how do you find that shelter? You take 90 over?
You can take 90 and then turn onto Avalon and then take a couple lefts and there we are. And pretty simple. It's not like too out of the way. So just a couple blocks off Highway 90. We're actually right next to the EOC building in Milton. So if you know where that is, we're just right next door.
Perfect. Okay. All right, Samantha. So you're over there and she's talking about sponsorships and stuff, and you have the day-to-day operations. How are things going?
It's going good. We definitely are still over capacity and we're looking for more adopters and fosters.
How many animals do you have right now that are being taken care of either by the facility or by fosters?
By facility and fosters, a couple hundred. And just in the facility, I think we have over 80 right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know, we make do, and we have a great volunteer program. We have a lot of volunteers that come in and assist in walking dogs and cleaning and daily admin work, so that is great. We're always looking for fosters and volunteers, especially the fosters. You know, they come and take these dogs out for a week or a couple months at a time, and it gets the dogs more extra exposure and more information for the staff to know on how to adopt them out and stuff like that.
Well, I like the doggy day out, where you don't have to commit to even taking them home. Just take them out for a little while.
Yes.
On a pretty day, like it's 70 degrees, just get them out of the kennel.
Dogs love it too. There's been some concern with people that want to do dog day out where they feel really bad to bring the dog back after them having a day out.
I'd have to take them home.
We get to see how excited they are when they do come back. You know, you can tell that they got some rest and they got their energy out and they're ready just to kind of go to sleep. So usually when people bring them back, they just go into their kennel and they take a nice long nap until the morning. You know, it's a very stressful environment at the shelter. So when they get that day out, you know, they finally are rested up. And, you know, some dogs don't sleep very often at the shelter because it's just constant noise and stress. So just that day out is extremely beneficial for the dogs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So that's a simple thing someone can do.
Yep.
And then what other volunteer opportunities do you have there?
So we have handling and cleaning our cats. If you're a cat person, you can come help the staff clean cat rooms. We have a dog walking program. So once you start volunteering, you can get cleared to walk dogs. That is taking the dogs out of the kennels and getting them the exercise they need. Once you get cleared, you just show up, take the dogs out of the kennels, take them in the play yard, things like that. We have basic cleaning, so you help staff clean up dog poop, you know,
the fun stuff.
And then we also have for people that may not be wanting to kind of interact with the animals so much and kind of sit or need to kind of do something inside the building, there's admin work like helping the front desk with paperwork and things like that. So there's something for everybody. And if you didn't want to come to the shelter, you can also help Tara with offsite events as well as a volunteer.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, because I'm sure you need help for the adoption events.
Absolutely. So that entails coming to an event with us, and you can either take a dog or just help with the puppies. And so the more volunteers we have for those offsite events, the more animals we can take, and that's vital in getting our adoptions up. And a couple weeks ago we had our all-time best offsite, which was 20 adoptions. We couldn't have done that without our volunteers helping, so they're a huge asset to us, but we always need more. So if anyone's interested, just go to our website and sign up, because we can use you.
Okay, and what is the website again?
It's santarosa.fl.gov/animals, and that will take you to our page, and there's a big yellow button you hit on that. It says here to volunteer, and that will take you to the county website where you can sign up.
And at the same spot, you can also click on and look at the dogs and cats that are up for adoption with pictures and descriptions and everything.
Absolutely. And then also on our Facebook page, we'll have more details sometimes about a particular dog. We like to feature dogs.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you'll see videos on there as well of a dog that we're trying to feature. And so that's a great place to see a little more footage of an animal if you're interested.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. The number here, 850-437-1620. If you have a question, text it in. I'm sure between these two young ladies, we'll get an answer for you. We're going to be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a question? 850-437-1620. Talking with Tara and Samantha, who are both here from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. So let's talk about the big need that's really on the horizon that has to happen now.
So we are in the market for a veterinarian. So that is a position that's open at the shelter. It's a county position, and it's competitive rates, excellent benefits with the county, and we really need to get that position filled because, you know, we can do so much more work in the county and do a better job with the animals if we have a vet on staff. Right now, we do have a couple low-cost clinics that are opening up in the area, so that's a huge help for the community, and it's helping us to get through, but, you know, the amount of animals that come through the shelter, we definitely need a vet on staff full-time, and that's what we're looking for, and we have an excellent staff. We have so many people there that are just really dedicated to animal welfare, and easy place to work. You know, we have a really solid staff, and we just feel like if that right person comes in, they're going to love it there, and we're all going to work to do a good job to get animals taken care of. So if you know a veterinarian that's interested, you know, send them our way. They can go to the county website and see the application there, and they can apply. Or they can stop by the shelter and just check it out and talk with our staff and kind of get a feel for it. We would love that.
Well, it would be a great service to have someone there full-time, as well as the fact that contracting out, from what Randy said, can be very expensive.
Absolutely,
right now. So,
yeah.
And we do have generous vets in the area that I'm sure donate their services for a lot of the things that you do, but that's not going to be enough on a day-to-day basis. So
exactly.
If you know someone, you know, taunt them. Say you could live by the beach.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell them all about how great it is to live in the
Pensacola. The Panhandle is an amazing area. And then also just, you know, building a mission there at the shelter. Somebody can come in and just really say, hey, here's what I want to do to help. And everybody's going to be on board with that. And it's just the bigger picture of caring for our animals in the community. So we need someone who wants to come in and build something there.
Okay. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit with Samantha about if someone just wants to come in and they're not sure, they've looked at the pictures, but they kind of would like to meet the dog, but they're afraid if they come in, they're going to have to make a commitment. Talk a little bit about what you do, because you do meet and greets.
Yes. So a lot of people will come in and they're interested in getting one of our adult dogs, whether they've seen them online and seen pictures or they just walked in and saw somebody. I will enjoy sitting down with them and kind of going over what their lifestyle is, what they're looking for, things like that, and kind of pair them with the options of dogs that we have that I think would be a good fit. You know, some people come in and they see the fluffiest, cutest little dog, and it's actually the complete opposite of what they're looking for. So I like to try to make sure that they're getting paired with the dogs that are going to potentially be ideal for them. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're someone that's looking for a couch potato and you kind of like to stay at home and binge Netflix, I'm not going to want to pair you with one of our dogs that needs to go for runs every day and stuff like that.
Right.
So I love doing pairings with people. And then also, you know, it can be hard transitioning a new dog into a home with other animals already.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of going over with you, you know, if you have other animals, what the right ways to introduce them is going to be, and also, you know, having your dogs come in and managing that meet and greet between the dogs, so that way you can feel safe knowing that someone that's trained is watching the interactions between your already pet and then the new dog to kind of see if it's going to work or not. Obviously,
that's very smart.
Yeah, and obviously things can change when you bring them home, being in a home environment and that's already been your dog's place. But we try our best to, you know, create the best fit. And, you know, I send people home with as much information I can and ways to contact me if they have questions or anything's transitioning not the way they would like. And we also have other volunteers that are trainers that will also kind of donate their services to help transitioning adopted dogs into homes.
Well, Lisa just sent in a really lovely text. I'm going to read this text to you, okay? And it says, I didn't have a question, but just want to say how thankful I am for Samantha and all the staff at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, where I had adopted my German Shepherd, Bishop, this past summer. And she sent in a gorgeous, this is a gorgeous German Shepherd.
Yes.
Sitting on the couch with his head on the pillow. Hello. Very happy dog.
Yes.
So thanks, Lisa, for that.
Yes, that was my baby, Bishop. He was one of our cases where sometimes we get dogs in that are a little, you know, they're extremely fearful, you know, and that fear kind of comes off as aggression. And German Shepherds are a hard breed in a shelter environment. So he came in not so nice, but, you know, he was young and I know that he just needed a little bit of TLC. And so I gave him the work he needed. And then Lisa was amazing. And, you know, she had experience with German Shepherds and she took over and he's got a wonderful life now and he's got the best adopter. And those are one of our great success stories. So,
and
yes.
When I see the smile on Samantha and Tara's face, that's what this is all about, is finding homes for these beautiful animals. And some of them arrive through hardship and that kind of thing. Some of them arrive with heartbreaking stories. I had a friend that told me about they had adopted a dog whose owner had passed away. Mm-hmm. And it was a 6-year-old dog that was trained, older, great dog, and was very sad. And it was depressed. So it took her a while to get this dog to feel happy again. And it just broke my heart. But super happy now. I see her out walking him all the time. And it's just a great little love story.
Yeah.
And then so there's so many stories. Each little animal has its own story, from dogs to cats.
Yeah. And, you know, the ones that do come into us from, you know, where the owners have passed away, it is one of, you know, it kind of pulls at all of the staff's heartstrings. Because, you know, we know that's hard, you know, and the dogs that do come from those situations, it does take them time to adapt, because they just came from spending years and years in a home with, you know, their people, and they show up at this facility and you're like, okay, I have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely try to get those ones adopted as soon as possible, because, you know, they just don't do well in the shelter environment because they're so used to a home life.
Oh, my heart's breaking right now just listening to this. Okay, but moving to another subject, puppies and kittens. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, so we have always a lot of puppies and kittens in our facility, and that are ready to go to foster to adopt homes until they're old enough to be fixed. With puppies and kittens, that's going to take a commitment. They're little, they're young, so, you know, you're going to have to make sure you're socializing them properly. You know, with puppies, it's very vital between, you know, the ages of 6 months to almost up to 2 years that you're, you know, taking them out, experiencing new stuff with them, showing them that things are not scary, you know, other animals, strangers, cars, you know, water. Just a bunch of stuff that you might not think is important. It is very important. If puppies are not getting the socialization they need during that time frame, you're going to end up with a big dog that's terrified of everything.
Aww.
And, you know, could bite somebody. Mm-hmm. Or is just really unruly. So it's really important, if you're going to commit to a puppy, that you're doing what you need to get it to the point where it's going to be a civilized adult dog. You know, people will take on puppies and sometimes they just kind of assume that they'll learn these things on their own, but they're just like human kids. You got to teach them what's right and wrong.
And train them.
Exactly. And kittens can be a little bit easier because they just, you know, they're cats. So, you know, they're going to be happy if you just let them sleep all day. But with kittens, you know, they're going to want to play. So you have to keep that in mind, that you're going to need scratching posts and things from the climb on, because they're going to want to climb up everything and scratch stuff. But
all right. Well, on that note, with the kittens, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have Tara De Aguilera here and Samantha Pope from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Just a few minutes left, y'all. So you do have a couple of adoption events coming up. You want to tell us about the one this weekend?
Yeah. So we'll be at Alyssa's on Friday from 10 till 12 in Pace.
And Alyssa's.
Okay. So we do a small event there, usually every Friday or every other Friday. And then Saturday, the Santa Rosa Jeepers are putting on an event at the shelter. So we're going to have $10 adoptions. And the event's going to be from 10 until 2. We're going to have puppies out there that are going to, several puppies needing homes, but if you prefer an adult dog, we have several of those as well. And then we should have some kittens, so there's going to be a food truck out there, there's going to be some vendors, so it should be a great day to come out and see if you're, you know, going to find a forever friend that day.
And typically, what are the hours at the shelter during the week and the weekends?
So during the week, 11:30 to 4, we're going to start those new hours, I think, next week. So 11:30 to 4, Wednesdays we're open 11:30 till 6:30, and then Saturdays 11 to 4? Okay, sorry. We are just changing those hours.
Ah,
so,
okay, yeah, cool.
So
I'm glad
11
we talked
to 4.
About it then.
Yeah,
okay.
So those are going to be the new hours. So a little bit shorter, but that just gives staff time to get everybody taken care of before the end of the day, so everybody's set up,
mm-hmm.
and it helps the animals. And yeah, but so you can still come Saturdays if you can't make it during the week, and we still are open late on those Wednesdays till 6:30.
And that's good for folks that work like 9 to 5. They can
absolutely
head over there on a Wednesday.
They still
and
have
check
time
out
to pop in for sure.
Okay, and Samantha, what do you need the most? Walkers, volunteers, fosters?
Definitely dog fosters. You know, we have lots of people that will step up and help the puppies, but we need more people that are going to step up to help the adult dogs that need fosters. You know, we need to know, are they housebroken? You know, are they good with riding the car? Did they do good with your kids? How about the cats? Things like that. So dog fosters, we need really bad.
Okay, so if someone wanted to foster, do they get to determine how long, or do you have a minimum number
yeah,
of days,
so we,
or how does that work?
Yeah, so we are really willing to work with people and their schedule. So if they just want to do a week, that's fine. If they want to do long term, that's fine. Depending on how long they want to foster is going to determine what dog I give them. So I try to prioritize the dogs that are most need of a foster home. So if someone just wants to do a week, I'm going to do dog that I just need a little bit of info on. If they want to do it for, you know, a couple months, I'm going to give them a dog that's been at the shelter and never left, that really needs that extra time out of the shelter.
That sounds great. So thank you both for being here this morning. One more time, the website, the phone number.
santarosa.fl.gov/animals. Our phone number is 850-983-4680.
And a big adoption event this Saturday at the shelter.
Yes, 10 till 2.